Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
You see, sometimes the reason why you see that sometimes I use wisdom in talking about doctors is because not all of them are like that. It's just some of them. So sometimes if I'm condemning an act that I saw in the hospital, I don't make it look like medicine and surgery is useless. There are wonderful doctors out there. Are we together? Who really mean business? You know, we lost one of my in-laws, and I was surprised because he was doing well the first day I went there. So after a while, one morning he just woke me up that it's late. I said, somebody that was okay said they did a surgery. Firstly, I was against the surgery. Well, I'm not a doctor, so what do I... But why I said I was against surgery was because when they did the test, they said they suspect. So that suspect was why I said they should not do any surgery. If you are suspecting, it means you are not sure. And they say it was somebody that traveled in and suspected the thing. So I said, no, they should leave the man. This man is looking normal. He's talking normal. Just leave him. He's even old. Whatever they are suspecting, if he ripe, let it kill him. But for now, just leave this man. Don't do surgery on the brain. Okay, I said, talk, no problem. They did. When they were done, they started giving drugs. Only for one to travel in and said all the drugs they've been given was the wrong drugs. When I heard it, I nearly ran mad. So all the drugs he has been taking were wrong drugs. When they now discovered and wanted to start giving the right drug, he died the next day. So you see, this kind of thing, naturally, you are supposed to sue those people, but if you sue man, you will waste your money. It's just to trust God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you listening to me? You must learn to trust God. The Bible said, if your hope is in this world, you have what? All men most miserable. A lot of things are messed up in this world. Let me tell you people the truth. I was hearing some news. I was wondering, now, if these news are true, if they are true, we're in big trouble. I don't like suspecting, but if it's true that so people are funding Boko Haram, have you seen that thing? Obama, that his real name is Hussein, Biden, and whatsoever, they are the one funding IS, whatever. I just pray that news is not true. But it's the wise that are saying it. That they've been funding Boko Haram. According to them, as long as this country is not in peace, whatever they want, they'll achieve it. So some people want us to be fighting so that they'll be achieving. You know, the fight will become a distraction. If it's true, people of God, these people are some of your heroes. If it's true. You know, I'm not so surprised even if it's true, because look at the kind of things they stand for. You can imagine somebody standing for man to marry man, woman to marry woman. Why will he not want to sponsor anything that is bad? Are you all listening? Look at the direction the world is taking. You see why you need to be on fire. That there's a man in prison now who, before you become influential as a singer, the man sleeps with you, whether you are a man or a woman. He has to lay with you. People heard about him that they went to his house and they saw over 1,000 baby oil. That means if you pass through them. That's why after that, anybody we suspected with that man, anybody we see with the man, we start suspecting. And there are a lot of people that don't care. I hope you know that. Because when you compromise the first time, you will not mind compromising again and again. A lot of things are messed up. Not just there, even here. I said it one time. More like a prophecy, I was telling some people. I say, if you know the dark things that happen in some of these industries, this music industry, you'll be amazed. The dark things that happen. You can't afford to be a cold Christian. Are you listening to me? You can't afford. The man of God who used to sing in Jos, Pastor Panampasi. How many of you have heard his songs? Wonderful song he gave us. Wonderful, beautiful song. By your blood. Those beautiful songs. That there was a time they suggested to him, more like a contract, that he will sing and not just mention Jesus. And at that time it was $7 million or something like that. Not naira, dollars. That the only thing is that you can mention God, but don't mention Jesus. How can you look at somebody and say, mention God, don't mention Jesus? Take $7 million. They were ready to give anything it would take to wipe Jesus off the earth. Sometimes you go to Google and ask Wikipedia, who is Jesus? Even Wikipedia will say they don't know. When we shouted, they started putting him inside once more. But they know every other God. Because they are the works of men. Hallelujah to Jesus. You have to wake up. You have to be on fire. The devil is intentionally trying to frustrate people who know what they are doing. If you know what you are doing, he will try to frustrate you. He will try to frustrate you. Because there are many that don't know what they are doing. Many. Many who have compromised the faith. So he was telling me, one of the leaders yesterday, about some report he got even from our city. About several ministers who had slept with people and made them pregnant and they removed. And while he was telling me, he found out, I was not even surprised. Because many years ago, I told them, I said, if you don't understand the word or stay under the atmosphere of the word, possibility has it that very soon you start living like everybody else in the world. And the lady was crying to him that she wouldn't come to church. She doesn't have a business with church because she has seen it with herself. She has aborted a child for a minister who is still on billboards everywhere, and her friends who have aborted. So what the hell is she looking for in the church? I said, keep on hitting, keep on inviting. The devil is trying to win her soul. Keep on inviting. Don't be hearing. Whenever she complains, keep inviting. One day she will come. Because the enemy has come, but to what? Steal. To what? Kill. It's so sad. It's so sad that the person you are seeing as a savior, as a help, is taking advantage of you. Now, we may be very fast yet and start saying, we're not saying the people are cool, but don't be in a hurry to start saying, they are useless people, idiots, stupid ministers. Well, you have all the right to judge them and call them all the names. Because they are actually Christ. Many people in error, if they claim to understand grace, they have not understood grace. They have not. Many people in error, insane, claiming to understand grace, they are just under the bondage of Satan. They have not understood grace. And that's why you see them making useless mistakes on the earth. Are you listening? And be careful, you have the Holy Spirit. You know when something is right and when something is wrong. Beyond the argument you are hearing on Facebook, you should know the truth because you have the Holy Spirit on your inside. Know when somebody has deviated from the faith, deviated from the truth. I couldn't help myself 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I think. So I was showing my wife something somebody was saying online. I said, see where this man has come to. He may have started a good course, something, you know, and get this, listen. You know, you can know the word of God so well to an extent that you can tell if somebody else is making a mistake from God's word. It doesn't mean that you should now try to start a ministry of correcting errors. Because a lot of these people that have started ministry of correcting errors are doing it in the flesh. It's just this bad character of most human beings. Pride of heart. Because even knowledge can puff up. That's what the Bible said. You can have true knowledge that can puff you up. If it puffs you up, it is because the knowledge you have is not even complete. And when you are puffed up, you start misbehaving. You started well with knowledge, but you are saying rubbish at the end. You can't have, you see, these truths must be said in love. Ephesians 4 and 15. You have to say this truth within the parameters of love. If you are not saying this truth from the love of Christ, the truth will not be communicated rightly. He said, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head of Christ. Meaning that Paul is admonishing preachers. While you are teaching this word of God, if you find people in error, teach them from the standpoint of love. More like a rescue mission. Alright, this is my brother in the faith. He's a Christian, but he's getting this thing wrong. The reason why I'm teaching him is not because I want to shame him to the public. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But because I'm trying to rescue somebody who is part of me, the same body. There's a way I will teach it. In love. To teach in love means to teach from the point of saving somebody. More like a rescue mission. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? If you are speaking truth from a perspective of saving somebody, you will say it in love, with love. You will not say it to just shame the person, make the person feel embarrassed. No. The only gain why you are saying this truth is so that God is glorified. Not because it should be seen that you are a wonderful preacher. But if you make that mistake of wanting to say truth because of what people will call you, when you are done, you now hype yourself, feel like a champion. Very soon you start getting into error. Very soon. Because pride has entered you. And the Bible says when we see pride, we should know that a fall is close. Very close. That the root of a fall is what? Pride. It comes before a fall. So I was sharing with my wife. I said, this man have come to a point where he's even trying to make us understand that where Paul said, I can do all things through Christ. Paul was not meaning all things. Paul meant all things in the context of what he was saying in that scripture. And I said, Mama Tico, I see this. I said, oh my goodness. Is this the point we have come to right now? That as a preacher, you can't even believe that a man can do all things. It's so funny. Then he said, for instance, Paul cannot kill somebody, so Paul cannot do all things. Such a daft reasoning. And the reason why you will talk like that is because you have started experiencing death as a preacher. Is that what God cannot do does not exist? It's not true. There are some things God cannot do that exist. For instance, God cannot kill, cannot steal. You don't even know what you are talking about. The Bible says God is light and in him there is no what? Meaning God is not a killer by default. Killing is not a reality in the realm of the spirit. So he doesn't kill. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. So explain that God cannot kill is not even a function. Telling us that there are some things Christians cannot do, like steal, kill. It's not a function. Stealing is not supposed to be a reality in the spirit. It was never supposed to be a reality. Nobody was supposed to know what they call stealing. It was never supposed to exist. So when Paul said, I can do all things, he meant things in light, which are the only realities in the spirit. The Bible says, for the word of God is forever settled as the heavens. Meaning the word of God is the content of heaven. The word of God is our reality. And when you start listening to people like that, something will happen to you. Because faith cometh by hearing, not listening to yet. That's why if you observe the church these days, many people are entering into poverty, deep poverty. Because they've made the grace of God look like the grace of God for them now is just to solve sin. Think about Eden. Don't be daft. Think about Eden. Look at all the glories that were in Eden. What kind of money was not in Eden? There were four rivers. They were more like source to making sure that everything grew in Egypt. No kind of precious stone was not there. Every beautiful thing was there. All kinds of animal, food were in Eden. Adam was in deep riches. Very deep riches. God created the first man, kept him in deep. So much abundance. My friend will say, super abundance. Don't be daft. Think about it. Say salvation has nothing to do with riches. Are you daft? Because you want people to be impressed. And when they say that, people in poverty will be happy. You don't want to go out of poverty. Be sincere with yourself. Adam was in riches. When he ate from the wrong tree, he was sent out of Eden, because all that matters to God is that you know your place in Christ and are living with the consciousness of your place in Christ. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? God doesn't want you to have money without the knowledge of Christ. He wants you to know Christ before you have money, know Christ before you have anything in this world. In fact, know Christ before you have a wife. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? When Adam ate from the wrong tree, what did God say? Get him off Eden. Guard the way to the tree of life. That's the most important. Put two angels, cherubims, and a flaming sword. I remember years ago, I did a teaching explaining what this meant. A flaming sword and what? Two cherubims. Guarding the path to what? The tree of life. And he slew a lamb when Adam left Eden. And covered Adam with the skin of that lamb. Isn't it? Making Adam understand that the only way you come back into Eden is when Jesus comes, is dead, buried, and what? Resurrected. On the strength of the covering of Jesus, you can come back into Eden. What did the Bible say? If anyone be in Christ, is a what? New creation. What did the Bible say again? It said, he that is baptized into Jesus has put on Christ. We have put on the finished work of Jesus today. Meaning we have right back to Eden and all of the glory in Eden. That's what he's saying. But Pastor Simon, we must see it physically in terms of, must go to a particular spot in the world where Eden used to be. Eden is not a particular spot in the world. The Greeks, the Hebrew definition of the word Eden means the spot in the moment where God's presence dwells. The spot, that's why nobody can travel anywhere and say he has seen Eden. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Are you guys understanding what I'm trying to say? The spot in the moment where God's presence dwells. Now, the Bible said, listen very carefully, this is prophetic. Jacob was lying somewhere on a stone, isn't it? And the presence of God was mighty in that place, such that angels were ascending and descending. And Jacob stood up and he built an altar. He said, this is definitely God's house. What did he call it? What did he call it? Bethel. I thought you people went to Sunday school. It's so simple. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, do you know in John 2, Jesus emphasized that prophetically? What did Jesus say? He said, me, who is a stone that the builders rejected, can be likened to that stone that Jacob, what? Laid his head upon. And angels were what? Ascending and what? Descending. I will get what I'm trying to say. Very important. Making us understand that if you carry Jesus, you are the spot for the moment in which God's presence is what? Ascending and what? Descending. Finding full expression. In other words, as a carrier of Jesus, you can experience Eden anywhere you go. That's what I'm trying to say. Are you listening to me? Are you here? Are you confused? No, you are not confused. It starts by faith. It ends in practicality, reality. By faith you are in Eden. As you keep speaking God's word and staying under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, meditating and praying, when you come out physically, things will begin to work together for your good. But you see, you must have a consciousness. Do you know why most Christians don't walk in prosperity? They are not conscious. They are not prepared. They are not expecting to walk in prosperity. They are not. God does not meet needs. He meets expectation. What creates expectation in you? Knowledge. It is by knowledge you create what? Expectation. Why are you reading for exams now, some of you who are students? Because you were told that exam will start next week, or it has started last week, and etc. Isn't it? That's why you were reading. If, for instance, we tell you your place in Christ, what happens? You begin to create expectation from that word, knowledge. For instance, the child of God cannot imagine to be poor. You shouldn't. How can somebody come and tell you Jesus does not make anybody rich? You are daft, in all honesty. Who makes people rich then? Just because you want to chase clout. That's why you must be reasonable as a child of God. Because sometimes people can lead you to your destruction. Fans, they will lead you to your destruction. That's why I love the man of God, Pastor Chris. As they are making all this noise, he has never come out to say, I hear some people saying, he's still teaching. With all the noise he's making, Pastor Chris is still teaching what he's teaching. You, in this nation, in the nations of the world, you can quote me anywhere. There is no church that we have discovered that had such balance. People who are mentally stable, spiritually stable, and loaded with cash. You know, you've heard people say, hey, that church, they give too much. The people that are giving too much are not complaining. They are the top guys when it comes to many things in this nation. They are number one in it. Number one. That's why it's not making noise. Because the people for themselves have seen it, that what he has been teaching over the years is a reality. You have to wake up. Satan is really working hard. And for you who have the knowledge of God, one thing Satan will try to do is to make sure you don't have things that will make sure the knowledge of God on your inside gets spread to the whole world. Things like numbers, things like finances. Because you see, having the knowledge of God's word is not everything yet. Even if you have the knowledge of God's word, you need finances to take it far. The Bible said the poor man's wisdom is not known. We may have the gospel, but we need the money to take it far. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Do you know with money, the number of people that will be here on this Sunday will be triple, maybe four times. How many of you have gone to churches where you see like 100 buses outside? So as the people are celebrating, the church is doing well, you are seeing 100 buses outside. They put buses everywhere to make sure people come. Very important. Nobody should deceive you that money is not important. It's important, but money is not everything. Are you listening to me? It is important, but it's not what? Very important. Make up your mind to be disciplined as a child of God. Make up your mind to be a serious Christian. So like I was saying, it's not, we shouldn't start telling them you are useless, you are whatsoever, you are blah, blah, blah. Open to Romans 7:13. Yet, they were living by a wrong knowledge, and so, by default, their worship to God should be vain at some point, because they were on the wrong foundation. It said, was then that which is good made dead unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, walking dead in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. Next part of scripture. He then says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am what? Sold on the sin. Verse 15. He then says, for that which I do not allow, for that which I do, I allow not. For, give me in NKJV, not KJV. For what I'm doing, I do not what? Understand. For what I will to do, that I do not what? Practice. But what I hate, that I do. Are you all listening?
Yes, sir.
That I do. Paul is saying that while he was living by the law, which was a wrong mentality, the things he hated were the things he was what? Doing. Are you all here? He was doing it. Meaning there was a spiritual force that was making sure he did the wrong things because he was on the wrong foundation. But if you have the right foundation, Christ, the Bible said the gate of hell will not what? Prevail. If you have the right understanding, they will not prevail. That's why first thing first, right understanding. Second thing, consecration to this right understanding. You must give it time in meditation and prayer. You must give it time. One proof that the devil is fighting us as the body of Christ is that you are sleeping now as I'm talking. is demonic. Quote me anyway. I told you, listening to God's word in church is warfare. You must fight sleep, fight peace. Fight any form of distraction. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Fight talking while service is going on. Fight sitting close to your friend to talk. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
sir. So we must wake up. Look at what is happening in the world. People that were one time agitating for freedom are now subject to the things they were agitating for. We can't tell you how many times we heard that a preacher made a terrible mistake. We can't tell you how many times. We can't tell you how many times we have heard, you know, the popular one, that young man that sang hallelujah, that he's gay now. You all know that. You see why you need to wake up, right? And be on fire, right? Don't take this Christianity for granted. Don't do it small, small. Do it fire, fire. If you are praying, pray, pray, pray. If you are fasting, fast. Are you listening? What I'm doing as I teach you the word as pseudo code, so that as you are trying to work with the Holy Spirit, you will not be positioned wrongly to fall and make mistakes. Because if you have a consciousness that, God, I want to just live above you, before you know you'll be subjected, you must sit and rest in the promises of God and see life from this perspective. For instance, I have no consciousness of Satan in my life. That's how I think. No consciousness of Satan. He has no potency to do anything that is wrong in my life. He can't. Satan cannot touch me. Satan cannot do nothing to me. That's how I talk. Are you all listening to me? Now you've heard the word of God, you've heard the light of the Holy Spirit. What do? You begin to take the right decisions. You have that friend that anytime you talk to, they always talk naughty and get you to think naughty. What do? You can't change them now, obviously. You block them. What do? You block them in Christ. Because you can't change them now, obviously. The Bible says, avoid all appearances of what? Evil. It's in that pain you see the glory. And you think you've seen it all. There's this boy that if you don't talk to, you can't rest. If you don't talk to that boy, anytime you see the boy, you just want to feel, do something that will make him think like you are it. If the boy just come, you cannot reason well again. You have to just misbehave. You have low self-esteem. No matter how you think the person is glorious, God has somebody better for you if you stay with Him. Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has He entered the hearts of men, the things God has prepared for those that would love Him. Don't cheapen yourself before any man. Are you listening to me? Never do that. No matter how the world make you feel like you look ugly, no matter what they say about you looking ugly, don't agree. Don't chip in yourself. Somehow some of you agree with me that you've seen classy men, wonderful, nice looking men, spiritual men, sometimes end up marrying ladies that you say, how? How many of you have been there before? You look at the ladies, you now say, how did this thing happen? Have you seen that before? And you're like, they don't fit each other. That's what you are seeing. You begin to complain, I see how the man fine, see how the woman just did. They don't fit each other. The man know what he saw. In fact, for the fact that you are complaining is the reason why you are not the one. It can't be you. Because see how you are even talking. When he went close to this lady, he heard her words, the way she spoke. It got into her hand. He has gone to everybody. He's tax mistress. He went to this one. This one is asking him questions and telling him how to make his life better. He said, no, this is one I need to marry. If this one trained my daughter, I'll be proud of my daughter. But if that one slay queen, If she give me a daughter, I know that I have Satan, my wife, and his agents to deal with. So you shouldn't go for people that are reasoning rightly. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? People that have peace, sophronis, wisdom. I say sophronismos, peace of mind. How did the Bible call it in Latin? Sia gracia or something like that. What? No, there's something like en gracia, something like that. Inner peace. Those ladies that will not bore 5 parts of their ears. Inner peace. I'm not talking about you that have repented. There's no problem for you that God has forgiven you. I will not see you from that perspective again. I'm talking about those now in Christ who are thinking of bowing another part of their ear. You don't know Jesus. Whether you like it or not, you don't know Jesus. In Christ, so like you are hearing me every time, then you feel like bowing another part of your ear. You are bow here, you want to bow here. They say, why? He said, I saw Tiwa Savage. I like the way she is. You are in debt. And no reasonable man should ever marry you. You deserve a man to make you cry. So that you, by those cry, you will learn God the hard way. Some women that you are pitying today in marriages, they are in the right place. Many years ago, the people that came to them, if you see how they insulted them, me, you, Holy Ghost fire. And the young brother went away. 2 months later, he hammered, but she has married one easy somewhere. Because she doesn't have vision. No vision. You see a young man hustling. Sometimes it's not their fault. They are coming out from background that are very bad financially. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? Nobody helped them. This other one, everybody has helped him. He has become whatever he wants to become at age 31. This other one is 35. And he's working hard. You can tell that this guy is working hard. He's in bedroom and parlor, all self-contained. And his mother is telling him, marry, marry, marry. He's telling the mother, I need to, based on the current situation of the ladies in this world, mommy, I need to make money. The mother said, no! There's a woman in the village. And he said, no, there's no woman in the village for me. There's a woman in the city for me. I don't want village woman. And maybe he makes up his mind to marry and he comes for one wonderful looking city woman. I said, I want to marry you. The next thing women will begin to ask, okay, how old are you? Okay. Where do you work? Okay. That's nice. What's your salary like? Where do you live? I'm in self-contained, but I'm planning to rent a bedroom and parlor when I get married. Okay, okay. Then the next day, he dialed the number is switched off. She will reject it. And sometimes if you go to these ladies, they are like 5 in one room. Some of them even grew, sorry to say, it's not insult. Some of them grew in bedroom and parlor with 7 children. And they cannot start bedroom and parlor with just one man. The guy is saying, see, I'm working on something and I'm sure soon. The Bible says the woman is supposed to be a blessing to her husband. He said, he that has what? Found a wife has what? Obtained favor from the Lord. Do you know a lot of time when you come into a man's life, what he's looking for, that's when he will get it. Because you are called helpmeet. Whatever he was not doing well, when you come, it becomes perfected. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? I know why most ladies today are having doubt. Marrying men that are trying to make it, in their own words, trying to make it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because sometimes they say, some of these men, they've seen women that stayed with them, and when they now became wealthy, they now what? Drove the women away. Have you heard things like that? I went to marry classy women in their own thinking. That happens, but we are saying that God should lead you first. If God said that's your husband, that can never happen. It can never happen. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Am I agitating that all the men that will ever meet you people will be in face me, I face you? Is that what I'm saying? No, some of them will come in Lamborghini. And it's not a problem. You can still hear God for them. I'm not saying any man that has money now is not your husband. No. Some will come with private jet. They can still be your husband. Say amen to that. Can you hear that? Hallelujah to Jesus. And some may come with their legs. They are still your husband. See, a woman that understands what I'm saying has no fear. As I'm talking, there are some of you, as I'm looking at you, I know you're thinking. There's one that I'm talking, she's looking at me with so much peace. I don't want to mention her before you see Pastor Simon is hyping some people. She has so much peace in her spirit. I can tell she understands what I'm saying. If you have the word of God, if you've truly understood God's word, there's this peace beyond understanding. You don't care as long as you know this is God's will for you. There's peace on your inside. You just want to be sure. Is it God's will for me? They say, yes, no problem. Are you all listening to me? Very important. You are not scared of anything. What are you scared of? I told you on Friday last week about Abraham sustaining the blessing God has spoken upon him. And he told Isaac, he said, don't marry from a certain clan. Because the people were idol worshippers. Isn't it? Idol worshippers. He said, if you marry from that clan, the blessing of God that is supposed to follow from me to you, to your children and children, it will not happen. It will cut short. That's why when Isaac gave birth to two boys, God didn't mind. He followed the second boy. He followed through the second boy. You know, some of you would think Esau. The mother too is not foolish. I don't want to go into that in details. But listen, the Bible said somehow that Esau was a fornicator and what? A profane person, a stubborn person. I'm sure the mother too saw that. Kai, this boy, if Nahim carried this blessing, he goes scatter. That's why she walked away for what? Jacob to be the one to carry it. When they gave instruction on who to marry, Esau still went and married from where they say don't marry from. Listen, the Bible said when Jacob, I think I'll look for that part and show you. When Jacob was telling Jacob, Isaac was telling Jacob, don't marry from the Canaanite women. The Bible said Esau was looking at the father when he was telling him that. Esau saw the father saying that. Yet Esau went to where they say don't marry from. That's where he went and married. He was profane and stubborn. The Bible said the marriage he did brought what? When he married Judith and whatsoever, it brought grief, right? That's what the Bible said. Grief to Isaac and Rebekah. They were not happy. Then Rebekah answered, what if Jacob married from that same place? This one that Esau had almost killed us. He said, we would have just died. Because Esau married wrongly. The woman didn't respect God. She was living anyhow. They were living anyhow. They were Canaanites. Worshipping Baal. What of Solomon, the great king who God gave wisdom? How did he miss it? He was marrying anyhow. He went and married people that were worshipping other gods. The Bible says he now followed his wife. You think it's, you know, some people are wondering, how can Solomon be full of wisdom? I will now follow woman and worship our God. Solomon worshipped another god before he died. Because the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 4, do not be what? Do not be what? Even your wife, if your wife does not think like you, you will come down to the level of your wife. It's the truth. While in courtship, be training that woman. Be training her. If she's truly your wife, she will submit to your training. If she's your wife, she may be stubborn. No? You know, some of you look at women like this, the way they are talking in church. Say, hey, God forbid, I reject this one. That doesn't mean they are not your wife. Are you people listening to me? Because if truly they are your wife, if you heard God, if you go for these women, they'll be submitted. They'll listen to you. In my own opinion, there's no woman that doesn't know how to talk. One is not ready to talk yet. The other one is ready to talk. If the other one talk, you know that every finger is equal. Every woman knows how to talk. In fact, all women are talkers. They are just waiting for the right place to express their talking ability. If they are comfortable with you, some of the women, you say, don't talk. If some women describe them for you, you run. Say, hey, you said that one did it all. Hey, whoa. Some people you see quiet are the most problematic people you have ever seen in your life. You know, to marry a woman, you say, what's the problem? Why are you angry? Why are you not talking? You may want to die in that house. You know, the worst kind of person to marry is the one that does have a problem, is not saying anything about the problem, and is just looking at you. It's like living in hellfire. Me, I will pack my things and leave the house. You will not even see me again in your life. Because that's hellfire on earth. It's better you talk. Now, some of you will make a mistake. When she's talking, you now think she has a problem. Hey, it's Valentine. You did not even remember to say, happy Valentine. Hey, other people are, say, shut up! Talking too much. Can't you be like some person that doesn't talk? Allow them to express themselves. They are telling you Valentine. You, self, Valentine, you did not send message. You did not buy gift. He says for the world. It's canal this thing. So baby, we were Christians. How would I celebrate only on Valentine? We celebrate ourselves every day. When last did you buy gift? As she's saying the problem, like, be excited. You have known the problem. Apologize. If you always want to defend yourself, no marriage or relationship will work. And as a man, we are supposed to forget things. Your father, does he know your birthday? But is he providing for the house? Yes, he's providing. That's how I am. I may not remember everything, but I will provide for you. Then one playboy who does not think of marriage is remembering your wife's birthday. Remembering her son's birthday. Her daughter's birthday. In fact, he knows your birthday. Say happy birthday to your husband to celebrate. Duma will be wondering. She's naturally, she would have not been that stupid too. But she'll just be wondering, this one that this man. Then the thing will now pain her. She will now be waiting for you to come back from work. You can't remember anything. When you now, other men are remembering. I've given you a clue. You know, the biggest mistake you make is to break up from your relationship and go and follow that playboy. You will finish your life. The reason why he's remembering is because he's jobless. He is not listening. Because some of you now say, Pastor, it's because he doesn't know anything. Is whatever. And I'm not saying men should not remember. I'm saying that playboy is a demon. That one is a demon. You see, most of these boys like you anytime. Are you not amazed that whenever you enter a relationship, that's when some people start telling you they love you? How many of you have been there before? Yes. Before you enter, they are just, why do you see your status? All of them start to say, my love. So who is your love? They are the sent ones. Before you know, Satan will start using them. Watch out. Anytime your boyfriend talks to you wrongly, they'll message you. They'll just message you early in the morning. Pow! Hi, long time. Say, long time. Before you know, 2 hours, you are gisting. But before you know, you start to, I have a boyfriend, though. This is your joke, self. I beg you, if my boyfriend catch you. They know that you are, that relationship will not work. They know. 2 hours on the phone with a stranger. It has broken already, waiting for manifestation. And I'm not talking about, I believe in boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm talking about boyfriend and girlfriend onto marriage. Like I told you, we don't date to know whether she's the one or not the one. Or he's the one or not the one. For the world, they date to try and see. That's how they. That's what they mean by dating. They try this one, they try that one, and when you tell them, will you want to marry this person, they'll say, let's watch and see if it works. That's not how we do in the Christendom. When God tells us that's our wife, that's our husband, what do? We enter a relationship because God has said it and we want to settle with them. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? You know, some people say there's no dating for Christians. There's Christian dating. Don't make this life too difficult. Is the truth. How do you marry somebody? You just enter marriage. Let's be very sincere. Even Pa Adebo, he dated his wife. It's just the truth. They say, no, it's not dating, it's courtship. Whatever you want to call it, it's still dating. Whether not courtship, there was a passage of time. Are we together? It's the truth. So all these guys trying to make Christianity look so much like a yoke, it's not necessary. Just that our own idea for dating is different. Are you listening to me? Glory to God forevermore. So do not be what? Unequally yoked. If God tells you this is your husband. And you see, when you look at the story of Abraham, he didn't know who the wife was. He said, that clan, Mba, this clan, yes. That's how it is. He's not born again filled with the Holy Ghost. Mm-mm, not from that clan. Born again filled with the Holy Spirit, we can start thinking. But he told the servant, an angel will still go ahead of you and pick the woman from the clan, I've told you. The angel didn't just go and see anybody and pick. An angel led him. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? So that God said you must marry a believer does not mean you will marry any what believer. He has to lead you to pick that person. If you think what I'm saying is wrong, if you have mine, marry who is not God's way for your life. Sometimes it's not about argument. Try it. It doesn't mean that I'm not green. No green now. Marry. It's not about argument. You go see something. Don't try it. Are you listening to me? You say, like, can God pick one woman in this entire world? One. What if she died? Daft questions. Stupid questions. What is it? Are you mumu? God pick one mother for you. What if your mother died before she came? Stupid questions. God pick one father for you. What if your father died before they born you? You'd have had three fathers. God has one woman for you. He has one man for you. In the beginning, he showed us Adam and Eve. No other woman was there again. And he said it was good. He didn't say Adam, Eve, and that's good. Mm-mm. He said Solomon married plenty of women. Look at how he died. Miserable death. If your father had two wives, it's not God's will. God will correct him in the realm of the spirit if he makes it to heaven. It's not God's will. See, my grandfather was a very good man. It doesn't mean that marrying two wives was good, even if you are from the second woman. You as a child is not a mistake. But marrying two women was not God's will. I want to be like, I don't know. The problem of Africa is that we are trying to adopt European mentality. I saw, I don't know if it's true, one writing by one man they call Ned. Senator Ned. I don't know if it's true. Did he write that? That blogger said he write that. So, in case they want to sue me, it's bloggers. What blogger said, I'm reading. He said, two-faced is a good person, is a redefinition of an African man, because an African man should accept polygamy. Instead of cheating on his wife, he should marry any woman he feels like marrying, instead of cheating. So two-faced is a redefinition of an African man. And enter the comment section, some men were like, that's good. True. So you want to grow up one day and marry two women. And somewhere, of course, some sarcastic Nigerians were there. Say, yes, sir, that's why you marry your daughter, your great-granddaughter. You are a man that is almost eternity age-wise. You are like 98. Your wife should be around 60-something or 70-something. You now live 70-something when you are 98. And look at one girl that is around 18 and say you like her. See, you are demonic. Because when God created that woman, when God created you, he didn't think of you and that woman in no way. He created that young woman for a young man. Not you, after many generations. And some of you men, you are being greedy. You want to get married. You are 40. You are looking for a wife that is 18. You are highly demonic. All the women in your age, this thing, waiting to do them. So I don't want a woman that will look old. What of you will not get old? And you see this old thing, right? Let me try to conclude with this. It's a function of how you treat yourself. If a woman keeps on eating anyhow without exercise, she'll be looking old. You know why most women look old? They don't play football like men. A young man, this one now is playing ball in his school. Am I lying? You don't play ball? He plays. So you see, he's looking younger. But his mates now, how old are you? 10. 13. There's no 13 in this. Let me try. They may be 13. Is that 13? Yeah. 13 years old lady. Is there 17 years old lady? Yeah. You are 17. How old are you? 17 years old. That's our 17 years old lady. No, put it on her for a while. Look at the camera. Why were you shy? We need to know your age. 17 years, she's a small girl. A baby. You feel bad that we say you're a baby? How old are you? 17. 1 month. October. 1 month. Eh? She see no you. You see, I said you were last born. I thought which boy is 17 here? Let me show you something. Stand up. If you are 17, stand up. Don't be shy. 1 month. September. You senior her. You senior her. You think September, right? You senior them. I know what people are expecting me to say. Say they are actually qualified to marry them. That's number one. That's by the way. But you know why these ladies will never look at their face? She's even throwing her face away. Stand up now, my man. You know why they will not look at their face? They'll say they're small boys. Are they not small boys? Okay, four of you come outside. Since you don't want to answer me. Come outside, four of you. You don't want to answer me now. Don't worry. I'll give you practical of what I've been teaching people. Come out. Two of you are the only ones that answer me. This courage is, brother. What's your name? How old are you? 6 8. You have not even reached where we're. My brother, sit down. Sit down. You have not even reached where we're going. Which lady is 16 here? Okay, the boy is 16. You two are 16. Which lady is 16? Flora, you are not 16. All right. Ladies here, boys here. Look at me. Face me from just turn and face me. Now look at something. They are what? 17. November, October, September. They are twins. September. Now, these people, senior, these are your seniors. These two people are their elders. But they will not believe it. I'm sure even after now, they will not greet them. Because the way ladies think is different from the way men, what? Think. In God's heart, he doesn't mind if these two guys can marry these two ladies. God doesn't care about that because he made them before what? Are you listening to me? Yes, but let me show you what happens in our community. People of 20, if you are 25, stand up. 25. Stand now. You want to stand. You are now. You. How old are you? Eh? 23. As you are long like this. I thought. you are 25, wave your hand. Even Sonny is not up to 25. Oh. Very young, young people. 26. No, guys, 26. Donald that looks 21. 26, people are 26. If I used to offer you for this example, people would not believe it. Because you don't look 26. Come. See how they look young. 26 years old. Amazing. You are 26. How are you? Hallelujah to Jesus. 26. Wow, unbelievable. How many of you are 23 here? Wave your hands. 24, wave your hands. Come outside. 25, wave your hand. I'm not calling 26. 25, come outside. You say people are 26, ba? 26, wave your hand. 27, wave your hand. How many years are you? No, because I don't know what is Kira's problem. You are 31. I'm calling 22. You are just looking at me. 24, come out. 25, come out. 26, come out. Come out. You have wonderful body. Oh. Look young. Don't lose. He can play under 21. Under 17, Zef. He can play. Alright. 1 month. July. What day? 8th. 9th. 10th. 10th. Okay. September 18th. You are what age? I'm sorry. Your own case is simple. How about you? 10th of. I heard July, right? June. No. July. What more? What's your month? God, no, you are not fortunate. How about you? September 14. So, Donald can marry this woman, for instance. Huh? No, she's 24 years, right? 24. You have long space to marry her. You are 26. Donald can marry. This one is just second wife if you want. Can marry. 23. July. This man senior you. But see how life is. These two girls, for instance, now. 27, can I have you people? 30 what? Come now. Your age is not in this thing. 21. 29. Come now, come. Because I was not getting your age in this thing since. 2018. What? 24. Small boy, but come. Let me use you. Aaron, 20. 27, come. Perfect. Perfecto. This is 21 now. 22, 23. 21, are you again? 25. Come on. Titi has grown. Jesus. I can't believe it. You can marry. Let me show you. You can. Yeah, big boy, you can marry out. Big boy. I've been looking at sorry now. From now, it's 25. I'll be seeing you with. See how life is. You see this man now who is 29. The way we're growing up in our community, this one now maybe was NYC copper. This one now is in secondary school. What secondary school did you attend? No, not now. She wants to fight me. She said, I'm not in secondary school. I said before that you were in secondary school. It's not last year you started university. She said, Pastor Simon, what did I do that? You want to beat me? When did you start university? This man now was serving. Listen, this one now will start toasting this one in class. One of the students. He's teaching chemistry. He's toasting them. As this one is toasting them now, she will be looking down on these people. This one will now open his mouth and say, I love you. They'll now slap this one and say, go back. Go back. When you now grow up, you know, because that time you don't know that, you don't know what is happening. But you know, as time grows up, this brother now, in like 5 years time, if you see this man, this woman will be shocked that she will start liking this man. Which one is, sir? You don't know now, you are saying, sir. I know what I'm telling you people. If he becomes responsible, in 5 years now, you'll be how many years? 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. 21. If he starts doing what is right, you know, thinking like a man, not looking for PS5, all those things, she may start liking him. Have you seen ladies, have you seen men who are not really old, but you were wondering whether they were old because of how they think? Huh? Simple and short. Why it's difficult to find a husband in this generation is because they've tagged many people who are supposed to be their husbands, small boys. And the boys are not thinking like men, they are thinking like boys. That's where the problem is. Are you all getting what I'm trying to say? So we need to wake up. Hallelujah to Jesus. We need to wake up. If boys in this church, I said it on Friday, start thinking like men, everything will change. All my pastors, one of the things I tell them, leave your father's house. If I just ordain you a pastor, I'll tell you, leave your father's house, go and rent a space. Know what it means to go hungry because you didn't have money to buy food. That way you start taxing your brain. And no one hungry again, you carry your laptop, not Yahoo. You start thinking of what to learn. You start thinking of what to do. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That way you start appreciating your father for that 500 he's giving you to go and cut your hair. Because when you get 500, you don't even cut hair. You buy food. Before you know, you start living your BS. And you'll be thinking deep, till you come out of poverty. Every young man, yes, start thinking, young boy, I mean, start thinking like a what? A man. That's why I'm excited this year. I'm joining 3 marriages. All of them are not, they are not up to 30 years. All of them are not up to 30 years. All of the young men are not up to 30. In this church, you will not reach 30, you marry in Jesus' name. All your needs will be met. Don't be scared. When we say you're not reach 30, you'll be thinking, I know I get a house. I know you will get it. Calm down. Work hard. It will come. Are you listening to me? It will come. Because if we preserve this lineage of people who understand the kingdom, one of the best things we'll do is to marry the right people. This story before the sit down, there was this man of God in this woman, so strong in the things of God. Take for instance, Pastor Anne, one of my pastors. So strong in the things of God. And she got into a relationship with this man who was not born again. But when she met him, he claimed he was born again. In fact, he faked praying in the Holy Ghost. Because he loved the woman so much, he faked everything till she fell for him. Then Anne got married. The pastor was saying, pray. She was like, he's okay. He's serious, he loves the Lord. In fact, he's serving God with me in my commission. And when they got married, 2 Sundays. First Sunday he allowed her. Second Sunday, he now told her he's not going to church. No problem. Third Sunday, he said, where are you going to? She said, church. He said, my friend, if you don't go back and remove that cloth, are you mad? That your nonsense will stop now. You think I buy all those stupid things you are doing? So funny. She started crying. Reality.com. Weekday, pastor called her. You were not in church. She said, pastor, I'll come during office hours and see you. Pastor, this is it. Pastor now said, this is trouble. But you cannot divorce. So you cannot divorce. He was warning her against divorce. He said, you have to really listen to your husband because he's the head of you. Now you have to pray and ask God to help you. She said she cannot pray. True life story. Say she cannot waste her time praying for what she knows is impossible. Say, that man I'm seeing, pastor, that man cannot repent. And the pastor said, then you have to follow him. That's the only option, because I would not advise you to divorce. She went back and divorced. According to her, she said, all the things she has lived for cannot die in one day. So you see, you must be very careful. Most ladies, it's like a wave, not just in GCMI. It's happening in a lot of places. Most ladies. And that's why somehow you should not be hyper-spiritual. Let me come from that angle. You know what I mean by hyper-spiritual? There are some ladies that they are so spiritual that they want to be the covering over their home. When God gives them a husband, they'll say, now, you are under me. You are my helper. I'm the head. It's not possible. No matter how you are spiritual, the man is the head of the home. I hope this mentality will have destroyed it. So you see, that's where the problem. Some of you, that's where you had your problem from. That is why if you look within and say, God, give me a husband. God say, look around. You say, who? God say, Benjamin. You say, for what? For what? Benjamin, that I'm seeing like this. Benjamin, I've not even finished school. And God is saying, but that's your husband. You know, God does things like that. A young man came to my office. He said, sir, God said, so person is my husband. I said, hey! Is my wife, I mean. I said, hey! That person said, yes. I said, go and rest and think again. He went back, prayed, and came back and said, that's my wife. And I said, are you sure? He said, yes. Have you prayed? He said, yes. He said, sir, but I don't mind waiting all my life. He said, go and talk to her. I said, God cannot go and talk to her. It's you that will go and talk to her. Then she should go and ask God if it's true. He said, but sir, please, I don't want to enter the relationship. You say God says your wife. You say you don't want to enter the relationship. How does he add up? You must enter. So me, I told him, I said, it's unbelievable. And that lady may disgrace you. But go, since it's God. He went. He actually chopped his grace. That God is building his faith. Are we together? It's okay. Because me, I will not call and try to make it smooth. No. The only thing I will do is that I will call and say, this person say you are your, are you, have you prayed? Like when I asked in my office, I said, somebody said you are his wife. She said, who is that? As I mentioned in the name, she, in my office, said, pastor, sorry. I said, yeah. Sorry. She laughed. I said, why are you laughing? He said, sir, I beg. I said, that one is not serious. I said, why are you talking like that? He said, sir, I can't even imagine myself with that guy. I can't. I said, okay, no problem. I said, you can go. Then I called the guy. I said, if you know what is good for you, avoid that woman. Because she will break your heart into pieces. You will see them on the ground like this. Avoid her. He didn't hear now. They scatter his heart. Chop, chop. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. So even if God speaks to you, sometimes you need to calm down. Tell somebody, calm down. Arrange yourself. Go and sit down. This is one of the major problems we're having in the faith, especially for Christian ladies. They want to marry grandfather instead of their people in their generation. You will be in choir like this now. Maybe Sonny say he wants to marry Sonny, how old are you again? Don't I know I'm giving this example. Why I call people's age? So that some of you will be using your head in case God is talking to you. You know, you think I don't know what I'm doing in this church? Pastor, you want to call my... I know what I'm doing so that you use your head. Now that you have known the age, maybe you have more faith for whatever you were seeing before. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Sonny, how old are you? 24. Sonny, have you entered 24? Eh? So how old are you now? You are 23. When will you be 24? I've never seen a young man that hates to think. You want to be going far. Don't worry. You reach where you start reducing your age. Don't worry. What month? August. So he's 23. He'll be 24 by August. Precious is what age? Precious is 2000, now 2002, they born her. What age are you? For instance, now look at this man now can marry this one. But this one now, I've seen this one finish already. Me, I know. They don't need to tell me. I see the way they play. I know. If this one says, precious, I have something deep to tell you. Say, Mumu, talk now. Make I hear what you do. Which one be? You have something deep to tell me. Precious, see, it's a serious thing. Why you dress with suits like this and bow tie? Now, wow. So, precious, God say, waiting. God say, you are my wife. This is a little mad, though. She now call her friend, Kira. Kira, Sonny say, Sonny. Sonny will now become a public spectacle. Because, you see, in their hearts, he should be joking. Because the Sonny should understand why he cannot be the one. Sonny, why I don't transfer with the money tire for? Sonny? Maybe Sonny, when sometimes he will come to church, will carry transfer, go give. For maybe one time, she helped with transfer before? Eh? You can't remember. Have you helped him with transfer before? You can't remember. But you have given yourself money before, isn't it? It happens. But not realizing that in 2 months' time, Sonny's song was supposed to hit. So the God that inspires Sonny to come wants to even know Precious heart. See, God is so wise to carry a man who is already made and come and put to you, because he knows gold diggers are plenty. He wants to give men, women that they truly deserve. Because if you are fake and God gives you a real man, it will not be nice. He's a faithful God. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. So sometimes God works. You think it's very impossible for God to say these people are husband and wife. It's not impossible. He can say it. The problem is how they've seen themselves over the years. They say, you are like a brother in Christ to me. And so what? Who told you brother in Christ? Everybody is brother in Christ in this world. As long as we are Christian, we are all brother in Christ. Or you are like a brother to me. Is it the same blood that is flowing between me and you? That thing has killed plenty. This never call anybody brother to me. Even if they are kind to you. In fact, if a lady starts saying brother to me, start killing that mentality. Should in case God will say, that is your wife. You can see that. So these things, they happen. They happen. There's one example I wanted to give, but even me, I laugh. So let me not give the example. Because if I give this example, church will scatter. Like Ochanya would say those days, Pastor Simon, if you don't marry Mama T, church will scatter. That was a threat. One time I joke, I said, I think I'll marry another person. Ochanya said, oh, sir, church will scatter. I say, you will scatter church. I said, I will not grill. I say, hey, you will not agree. Me that was here before you, another person came, you will not agree. But thank God I did not make that mistake. If not church, or Chaya would have scattered this church. Hallelujah to Jesus. So that's how God thinks. Benjamin can even be Precious husband. Who knows? Benjamin can even be. Benjamin, how old are you again? Eh? 20. 21. Kyle. You, where you go stay all this while for heaven, where God descend, or sending children, you just sat down and say you will not come. Why are you behind like that now? Some ladies now say, oh God, why? Somebody is even shouting Jesus. They may be expectant. Why are you 21? Oh my God. Oh my gosh. That means your wives are not even here. They are just here. They are around here. Miracle, how old are you? How old? Miracle, come here. I'm seeing something like chain on your neck. Eh? Come, let me see. What was that?
Is what?
Scarf. His scarf is for what? Eh? Is for what now? Is for what? Okay, it's fashion. Like if you wear it now, what is the fashion inside? It's versus your tie. Pastor, I used to do this. How old are you? 23. So you see no miracle. You see no Benjamin. If I talk that I should remove this, people will say, hey, I'm judging too fast. But you now unveil your this thing. Why? When did you start unveiling your button? Hi. You will not marry her. Come, let me tell you something here. You can go and sit down. Sit down. All right. So have you been blessed today? You've been blessed, right? So think like this. Eh? Think like this. And like I say, lastly, one more thing. Maybe from this Sunday, I will stop talking about relationship. Next Sunday, I will start facing finish work, finish work, finish work, finish work. I see people haven't tired of relationship. Rose, you are not tired. So don't worry. From next Sunday, I will not talk about it. Lastly, like I said, don't sit down and say, God, show me my wife. Just believe in your life. God will what? Interrupt you with who to marry. Are you listening to me? It's not by I don't graduate. Congratulations. But God will interrupt you at the right time. Bow your heads and give God praise for his word. Lord, we thank you for your word. Your word is spirit and life. We believe that, Lord, as we hear your word, it is transforming us from inside out in the name of Jesus. And who to marry, like you have admonished us in the second service, will make the right decision. We will see from the spirit and not from the flesh. We will see from faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. And Lord, none of us here, I declare, will marry wrongly in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' gracious name we pray. Amen.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.